late in the Hannibal game. And, you know, definitely seeing Marshall in their zone again and trying to figure out different ways to score against them. Again, I feel like our defense has been pretty solid, so we just continue to find that offensive rhythm.
We're talking to Emily Powell, the Kirksville head coach, pregame. You've played Moberly twice this season, both of those ones tight matchups. What stands out when you watch the film?
I think rebounding is going to be a big factor, and whoever can win the glass both ends of the floor is going to be a key, I think. You know, obviously the second time we faced off at the Macon tournament, it was Sid Flood's first game back from a layoff, and, you know, she's probably getting into a little bit more of a rhythm, having a few more games under her belt. And Mary Billington's been solid for them all year long, and so we know that those two guys are guys we're going to have to try to stop and contain, but that other kids for them have stepped up at different points in different games. And so us being locked in on what those guys do when we're closing out on defense, and then, you know, for us offensively is to stay patient and look to be on the attack and not be passive when we have the basketball, but look to go at them, continue to try to get the ball inside and play strong and, you know, it's going to be probably another nail biter.
You put up 48 on Moberly last time. He played one of your higher scoring outputs of the season. What did you like offensively in that contest?
I think we shared the ball well. I think that's something we've done better as of late in the second half, finding different guys and different people being ready. Obviously, you know, Elise played pretty well in that game, and we had two other guys in double figures, and Anna Moore and Kate Woolmering. And, you know, I think for us, a lot of people have keyed in on Hannah Meyer all season long and trying to limit her. And she's done a good job of stepping up and becoming a threat in other ways, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, I think that we just have to continue to share the ball and everybody be ready to do their part and play aggressive.
Kirksville Lady Tigers head coach Emily Powell ahead of a matchup against the Moberly Lady Spartans. We appreciate your time pregame. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
On Crest, we're joined by Tony Vestal, Lady Spartans head coach, ahead of a doubleheader at Kirksville. We'll try this again. We've already recorded this one once, but some stuff has obviously changed since then. Before we even get into that, though, the big news right now, of course, is that the district seating is out. What are your thoughts on the bracket?
Yeah, I mean, we thought we'd be somewhere in the 2-4 range. Teams have beat up on each other and some of the stuff other than Borgia. And, you know, it's kind of weird, you know. Borgia, you know, has played a really tough conference, a really tough schedule, and is pretty solid all around. And then you had us, Warrington, and Hannibal, who's, you know, Warrington's beat us. We beat Hannibal. They beat us. So it's just kind of weird and just kind of how people voted, I guess.
Yeah, on that note, though, how rewarding was it to come out with that 2 seed? You had lost to Warrington, but you got another crack to beat Hannibal right before the seeding came out, and now you'll play into a game with two teams that you've already beat.
Yeah, you know, we really, really like to draw. It's nice. We're not going to have to play on the back-to-back nights now, and we'll be able to go down and watch the game on Monday and play an opponent that we're going to be super familiar with.
We're talking to Tony Vestal pregame as Moberly travels to Kirksville for a conference doubleheader. This is a team that you've played a couple of times already. What are your thoughts on taking them on a third time after you split earlier in the season?
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Kirksville's really probably outplayed us the last six quarters. We've played them. I think our girls are really up for the challenge, you know, and we know what Kirksville is going to do, and you know, they kind of had our number here recently, and their girls do a nice job. They get up to play Mobley, and so it'll be a fun one tomorrow tonight.
How's your team doing mindset-wise, just in terms of all the scheduling changes and lack of practice that we've had in the last month? How your girls feeling late in the season here?
You know, pretty good. Last week it was kind of fitting for us to have those days where we had kind of the strep throat and everything was really going through our team. And even on Friday night, you know, Alicia didn't even hardly play at all the second half. And some of them girls were really just super winded, and it's been pretty coffee in our practices here lately. So it was nice yesterday to kind of to get into practice. And I thought everyone was, you know, getting back under themselves, you know, kind of feeling a little better.
Tony Vestal, our guest pregame. What are some on-floor focuses for your team here in the final couple of weeks before we get into districts?
Yeah, you know, we talked about yesterday, you know, we really need to have attention to details and practice and really be focused and make sure we're not having a bad practice, you know, this late in the season. So, you know, really just kind of keying on that and going one game at a time and just kind of preparing for that next game and trying to play our best basketball at this time.
Lady Spartans head coach Tony Vestal, we appreciate your time. Best of luck and safe travels.
Thanks a lot.
And we are underway in this girls' contest between the Kirksville Lady Tigers and the Mobley Lady Spartans. Just 30 seconds into this contest is Kirksville currently holding possession early on. First points, a block shot, two block shots actually by Michaela Payne as Elise Johnson was attempting to put a shot up. She was big in their making tournament victory for Kirksville. As Sydney Flood has it, takes a jump shot just inside the three-point stride, misses, rebound by Johnson.
Started a few minutes early here. They knew you got state wrestling tomorrow.
For sure. The starters for the Kirksville Lady Tigers. We've got Megan Waddle, Kate Wolmering, Anna Moore, Hannah Meyer, and Elise Johnson. As a turnover for Kirksville, we'll send it back Mobley's way. Normal starters for the Lady Spartans, Sydney Flood, Mary Billington, Michaela Payne, Elise Oliver, and Sydney Boffman.
Trying to think when the last time I saw these Mobley Reds would be. These are a very different look.
As a foul will be called on Kirksville here, we're just under a minute and a half into this contest, still scoreless. Foul will be on Kate Wolmering, Payne to inbound. She does to Flood, has it far side corner. Inside to the free throw stripe to Sydney Boffman, back outside to Payne for three, misses it. And a rebound by Kirksville. Meyer bringing it up the court for the Lady Tigers. Defended by Flood over right wing to Wolmering. Dribbling to her left, pass to Moore. Inside pass to Johnson. Johnson backs up, puts a shot up, missed. Goes out of bounds, back Mobley's way. 6:11 to go here early on in this first quarter. Nothing to score. Billington brings it up for the Lady Spartans. Gives to Oliver, left wing. To Boffman, back to Billington. Near side corner, dribbling inside. Thought about a jump shot, instead gives it to Boffman. And Boffman puts it in. First points of the night to Sydney Boffman. It's 2-0, Lady Spartans.
Anytime she can get an early start is huge. She's up in time. She's just a very, very quiet in the scoring department. So if she can get some confidence early, that can be big for her and the team.
Driving inside, outlet pass to Moore. Moore takes a jump shot, too short. Rebound by Flood. Flood dribbles, stops. Gives to Boffman, near side corner. Boffman lost control of it, but Flood retains. Over to Payne. Payne for three. Six. 3 points for Michaela Payne. It's 5-0, Lady Spartans.
And that's really big because right now Kirksville's in that triangle and two that Tony Vestal said in the pregame his girls would see, and that is the case, and Payne knocks one down.
Get back out and step out of bounds. It'll be a foul called on Mobley.
So anytime you're seeing a triangle and two, they're keying in on two of your players, in this case Flood and Billington. Because of that, it's imperative that the other three players make shots, and so far they've hit a couple. You couldn't ask for more early.
Inbound, 3-point taken on the inbound and missed. Shot was by Hannah Meyer, rebound by Payne. Payne brings it back up the court to herself. She'll try to go coast to coast, and she does, but misses. And a rebound by Johnson.
Couldn't finish there. That actually looked pretty good. That was with her offhand, too. She was in rhythm there, just didn't finish it. But a tough play, pretty contested it was.
Back top of key, Waddle. Over to Moore. Moore dribbling inside. Guarded by Billington. Good defense by Billington. Cross the court pass to Wolmering. Wolmering will take a jump shot inside the three-point stripe. Misses it. Rebound by Payne.
Payne's doing some of the early ball handling. We were actually talking about that at the office the other day, just how important it is if she can pick up a bigger ball handling role, especially late in the season, with how much attention Flood and Billington draw just in the front court.
Billington will take a pull-up shot, makes that one. And it's 7-0 early on for the Lady Spartans.
That's awfully concerning for Kirksville that Mobley's knocking down early shots. Kirksville doesn't have near the potency. And even though these two teams split, when Kirksville won, it was Sid Flood's first game back from injury. So Kirksville's in a lot of trouble here, and they turned it over to further that.
Ball stolen away by Billington, and she'll bring it back up the court. She gives it to Boffman. Boffman will take a jump shot. Misses. Rebound by Johnson, but a foul called. And it still goes Kirksville's way. 3:41 to go first quarter, 7-0 Lady Spartans early on.
You can count on one hand the amount of times this year that Boffman's taken a shot from that range. But that being said, I like the pace that this offense is moving with early. It's been decisive.
Moore bringing it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. She crosses the half court stripe, guarded top of the key by Billington. Screen set by Johnson. Tried the pick and roll, gets it. And outside, a three taken by Moore. Missed. Rebound by Flood. Flood brings it back up the court. She's guarded by Meyer. Gets a pick by Boffman. Three by Flood. Missed. Rebound Johnson.
She can get that shot anytime in the possession. That was a tough going to her left side off the screen. Pretty contested.
Moore driving inside. Puts a layup up. Misses that one as well. Rebound by Boffman. Kirkville just not hitting shots early on. As it's less than 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Lady Tigers still scoreless.
I'm not even sure any of the shots have been close, quite frankly.
Sydney Martin's in the game for the Lady Spartans as Boffman backs up Johnson in the post. She puts a shot up, just misses, and a rebound by Moore.
Good drop step.
Moore brings it up the court. She'll try to take it all the way. She'll put a layup up, and the Lady Tigers are on the board. 2:34 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Lady Spartans. Flood guarded by Meyer. Gets around from a pick by Boffman. Lauren Koenig in the game as well for the Lady Spartans. Give to Martin inside. She's double-teamed. Outlets back out to Koenig.
Got away with Flood. The travel.
Flood driving inside. Double-teamed. Back out to Koenig. Koenig for three. Missed. Off at the rebound, though, by Martin. Put back good.
Two names you said there have really been more recent emergers in Koenig, who took up the shot, and then Martin, who finished it on the weak side offensive rebound.
Moore guarded by Billington, driving inside, backed out. Now backing up Billington, she'll still put a shot up. Missed that one, rebound by Boffman. Boffman, back up the court, driving up the court, coast to coast. Missed it, but a foul call.
How about that? Boffman takes the rebound, brings it up herself, gets all the way to the 10. She was a little out of control, but she got the foul call. That's what counts.
So she'll go to line for two. It's 9-2. Lady Spartans with 1:40 to go first quarter as Boffman misses the first. Michaela Payne back in the game for the Lady Spartans. Koenig checks out. As Boffman readies for her second free throw. It's good. So 10-2 early on, the Lady Spartans lead with 1:40 to go first quarter.
If I were Kirksville, I would try and work the ball a little bit on this possession. I think they just need to ease themselves in right now or slow things down as well. It's just things aren't favoring them the way this game has been played so far. Mobley's in his zone now, by the way. They've switched it up.
Meyer dribbling right wing, gives to Elise Johnson at the free throw line. She backs up, gives it out, three-pointer taken. Too short, and a rebound by Flood. That three taken by Hannah Meyer. Billington brings it up. Inside to Oliver. She's back in the game. Give to Flood. Inside cuts good. First points of the night for Sydney Flood.
Good pass from the post, and there's the much-needed timeout.
And a timeout called by Kirksville. We'll take it as well. 12-2, Lady Spartans lead. Back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentrumInfo.com.
Once you first hear that,
you say 12 to 2, say the time.
Everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One minute, 2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Spartans with a big lead early on, 12 to 2. This is Kirksville offense. Just really struggled to make shots, struggled to get anything kind of offensive flow going with a good defense shown by the Lady Spartans. As the teams come out of the timeout, on the floor for the Lady Spartans will be Billington, Martin, Payne, Flood, and Oliver. Kinsley Stuffelbean in the game for the Lady Tigers. She joins Elise Johnson, Hannah Meyer, Anna Moore, and Devin Corbett on the floor for the Lady Tigers. Elise Johnson, jump ball will be called. She's defended well, taken by Billington, and they'll go back the Lady Spartans' way.
That was an aggressive play. She went in there and got that jump ball. That wasn't one of those quick scrap whistles that you get. That was she genuinely went and just grabbed that and earned it.
Oliver holds it, top of the key, give to Martin. Martin going inside, puts a shot up, miss, rebound by Corbett. Stufflebean quickly bringing it up the court for the Lady Tigers. She hits the deck, and Martin picks it up. Going the other way, she almost lost control of the ball, but keeps it, and wisely gives it to Billington. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Whistle. And it'll go back Kirksville's way.
Legal screen up top.
Kirksville will have 16.8 seconds here. Lady Spartans lead 12-2. Corbett to inbound. She does to Stufflebean with 13 seconds left, first quarter. Give to Moore. Stufflebean, top of the key. Drives inside, puts a layup up. Good for Kinsley Stufflebean. 2 seconds left in the quarter, and time will just run out. As we head to the second quarter, Lady Spartans up 12-4, back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff show that Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics, and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the 2018-19 school athletics. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
To four, Lady Spartans lead as we start the second quarter here at Kirksville High School. The first of our two games tonight, as the Kirksville Moberly boys will meet up after this one. Kirksville gets possession to start the second quarter. Elise Johnson will take a jump shot at the free throw stripe and makes it, her first points of the night. It's 12-6. Moberly leads. Billington just across half court line gives it to Flood. Flood outlets to Boffman. Boffman drives inside. Pass to Payne, also driving inside. Back out top of the key to Boffman. A cutting Boffman puts a shot up, missed it. Good play by Boffman, but just missed the shot.
Yeah, one she can finish, just was a little unsettled there for some reason.
Moore has it near side wing for the Lady Tigers. Finds an option at the top of the key in Stufflebean. Stufflebean resets the offense. To the right wing. is Meyer. Back to Stufflebean, driving inside, cuts back out, and eventually gives back to Moore. Lady Tigers working it around the perimeter, give inside to Johnson, back outside the perimeter
They're
to
not
Meyer.
Getting north-south very much right now. It's very horizontally oriented zone offense, which is always advantage defense.
As the Lady Tigers trying to attack the hoop, Kinsley Stufflebean eventually puts a layup up, misses, and a rebound by Baughman. Billington back up the court. Driving. Puts a layup up. Just missed it. Rebound Johnson. 6:30 to go in the first half. 12-6 Lady Spartans lead. That one was deflected by Flood, but it goes out of bounds off Flood's hands, and it'll stay with Kirksville.
Yeah, it's funny. Tony Vestal and I were chatting after the Centralia Consolation Championship victory at the Macon Tournament, and he was saying how you could count on one hand the amount of times I've played zone in my 3 years as head coach, which is accurate. But now you need two hands because he's played it a few times since that game. They really like the way they're playing in this zone. Battle, they went zone for about 32 minutes as they come up with a steal here, again, through the zone.
So with the turnover, it goes back. Lady Spartans way up court. As Payne gives it to Flood, top of the key. Dribbling to her left, back to Payne, left wing. Dribbles to her right. Open three for Billington. Yes.
When she gets that open and catches in rhythm, she is as good of a shooter as there is in this area.
15-6, Moberly leads. 5:50 to go first half. Jump ball, what we call. Billington got a hand on it. Corbett had possession and possession arrow points back to Moberly.
And that goes down as the turnover. You don't have the possession arrow. You lose it on a jump ball. Billington again sticking her hands in there and just wanting it more.
So Payne will bring it up the court for the Lady Spartans. Kind of a different look, and she gives to Billington, who has the top of the key. Tried to dribble inside, but instead gives back to Payne. To her right is Baughman, inside to Oliver. Oliver looking for options, tries an inside pass. It goes out of bounds, but off the hands of Kirksville, so it stays with Moberly. 15-6, Moberly leads, 5:27 to go first half. As Moore will check out of the game for the Lady Tigers, into the game for her, we Meyer. Meyer, Stufflebean, Corbett. All in the game for the Lady Tigers. Billington has it. She gives it to Baughman. Baughman cutting inside. Back out to Payne. Payne will take a three. Just missed it. And an offensive rebound, however, by Sydney Flood.
Good job creating her own offense there with that offensive rebound. She hasn't gotten an inch of breathing room yet, but gives her team life with another chance.
Payne drives inside. Good inside pass to Alicia Oliver, and she completes that. First points of the night for Alicia Oliver. Great assist by Michaela Payne. And it's 17-6. Lady Spartans with the lead. 4:50 to go first half.
I don't have a list of 1 through 9 off the top of my head, but that was one of the 10 best passes in a Moberly game this year. She drew the defender, just popped it right over the top of her. A little high-low action for the Deuce.
Inside cut just missed by Hannah Meyer. And another defensive rebound by the Lady Spartans. Up the court to Baughman. She gives it to Flood. Flood driving inside with two defenders on her. She's fouled.
That time, good job by Flood cutting to the paint and to the rim after she was awfully perimeter-oriented in her off-ball movements. That time, Baughman finds her cutting to the glass.
Sydney Flood goes to the line for two. And she makes the first free throw. Host of rotations for both teams. Lauren Koenig's back in the game for the Lady Spartans. Sydney Martin is as well. Second free throw for Flood is good. And she's got 4 points. Lady Spartans have 19. They lead 19-6, 4:25 to go first half. This Kirksville offense hasn't looked very crisp so far in this game.
Now, they're uncomfortable would be as good a word as any.
Elise Johnson tried to cut inside. She couldn't do it. Eventually just gives it to Moore. And also in the game now, back in the game, is Waddle for the Lady Tigers. Johnson, top of the key. Johnson was big in their making tournament game for Kirksville because they just couldn't defend her in the post. But so far tonight, Lady Tigers hadn't even been able to get it in the post.
They reached the championship of that as a 7 seed and then got smoked.
Now Elise Johnson tries to get in the post herself, but she travels, and it'll go back the Lady Spartans way. as Moberly holds a 19-6 lead with 3:40 to go in the first half. Billington crosses half court. Guarded by Waddle. Give to Sydney Martin. Dribbling to her right, back to her left. Pass almost picked up by Billington, but instead Koenig gets it and eventually hands off to Billington. Billington faked the handoff to Flood, and now a foul is called. That foul will be charged on Waddle.
By the way, since the last time we were on the Spartan airwaves, the district has been seeded. For those who don't know, Moberly, the 2 seed, and has a bye into the second round of districts, and they'll play the Kirksville Hannibal Victor in that semifinal.
Billington dribbling to her left, gives to Koenig over near side corner. Inside pass to Flood. Flood puts a shot up, missed everything, rebound by Johnson. Good defense by the Lady Tigers there on Sydney Flood.
Yeah, another force just due to the lack of open looks that she's had.
Womering puts a shot up under the basket and draws a foul, so she'll go to line for two. But certainly a lot of work to do early on for the Lady Tigers as Moberly leads 19-6 with 2:50 to go first half. First free throw for Womering is good. Her first points of the night. Second free throw, also good. 19-8. Moberly leads, 2:48 to go first half. Billington brings it up. Screen set by Flood. She works around the screen. Instead gives to Boffman. Good pass again. And a good shot put up by Boffman.
And credit Billington with a great block-to-block pass there. She attacks, draws defense, rolls it over. A little bit of a wraparound when you're in the traffic.
Moore tried to drive inside, but she was cut off by Koenig. Instead, give to Johnson. Johnson will try a jump shot and makes it. 4 points for Elise Johnson. She's the first Lady Tiger to get 2 field goals tonight. It's 21-10, Moberly leading. Just under 2:10 to go first half. Martin inside pass to Boffman. Back out to Koenig, who tried an inside pass back to Boffman. And instead of rolling out of bounds, it'll be picked up just before it does by Johnson. And the Lady Tigers bring it back up the court to Waddle. Inside, whistle, and it'll go against Moberly.
Anytime you got a 21-10 game with a minute 51 left in the first half, I think Kirksville's goals should be to get this to 8, maybe 7. If you can hit down a couple of buckets, Moberly should just want to keep this into double figures the way they've played.
Oliver and Payne back in the game for the Lady Spartans. Boffman and Koenig take a seat. Inbound to Johnson. Guarded by Oliver, just inside left corner. Over 3 taken, missed by Meyer, and a rebound by Billington.
Before she chucked that up, I was about to say, still not getting to the middle of the zone. They're not even really cutting through the zone.
Billington thought about a jump shot, gives it to Payne, and said to Martin and back to Payne. With a minute 30 to go in the first half, 21-10 Moberly leads. Billington for 3, missed it. Off at the rebound by Oliver, put back, no good, but she's fouled.
And anybody who's watched a Syracuse basketball game will tell you, you got to get the ball to that high post area. Get that ball in the middle of the zone defense. I think Moberly's done that a good amount. And if not, they've at least gotten open looks on the perimeter. I think Kirksville's had contested perimeter looks without really getting it inside at this stage as Oliver misses the first free throw. Yeah, Flood's been active inside, though. Boffman, Billington's gotten inside a couple times as Oliver gets the second.
3 points for Alicia Oliver tonight. It's 22-10, minute 19 to go, first half. Drives inside, good block by Flood, but she stepped out of bounds with possession. So it'll stay with Kirksville. Good defense all around thus far from the Lady Spartans. Inbound successful to Meyer. She misses the shot and rebound by Oliver. Lady Spartans have also had a controlled pace on the offensive side tonight, too. Nothing too quick. Not forcing anything. Payne takes the 3. Just off left side of the rim. Offensive rebound was almost hauled in by Flood, but it was taken away by Meyer.
Moberly's in man now off a miss.
Stuffel being back in the game for the Lady Tigers. Give top of the key to Elise Johnson. Dribbling to her right. And she traveled. Traveled on the handoff. Tried to hand it off to Moore, but took too many steps beforehand. And Moberly will get it with 38.1 seconds left in the first half.
Now you're up 22-10. 38 seconds left. Just a bit more than the old college shot clock. May as well just hang on here.
Baughman back in for the last 38 seconds, perhaps, of the first half. Payne brings it up the court for the Lady Spartans. Now 30 seconds to go, first half. Baughman, top of the key. Passes to Oliver. Oliver thought about a jump shot. She stands flat and gives the flood for three. Missed it. And a rebound by Stufflebean. Stufflebean quickly bringing it up the court. She puts a shot up. Missed it. Rebound by Billington. Still 13 seconds to go in the first half. Billington, go coast to coast. She does, but she misses the shot. Rebound by Kirksville. With 6 seconds left, Moore tries to bring it up quickly. Shot put up, blocked by Baughman, and it goes out of bounds.
That was a heck of a clean swat, just 6/10 of a second there. It's a big play. Moberly got kind of bailed out because, like I said, I think they wanted to hold for one. But got a bit antsy because she hasn't had any offensive opportunities. Fired it up, but a couple of good stops if they can hold on here for 6/10.
So a quick inbound, not enough time. They got the shot up, but it wasn't nearly enough time. So it's 22-10, Lady Spartans lead at the half. We will take a two-minute break and come back on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Show a little love by treating your family with Domino's hand-tossed or thin-crust heart-shaped one-topping pizza for just $9.99 for carryout only. That's right, a heart-shaped one-topping pizza, only $9.99 with carryout, or select from the mix-and-match menu for just $5.99 each, which includes medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twists, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Order online at Domino's.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper, tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Welcome back to Kirksville High School. The Lady Spartans of Moberly leading this one 22-10. Your first half numbers for the Lady Tigers. Elise Johnson leads the way for them with 4 points. Kate Womering, Kinsley Stufflebean, and Anna Moore all have two. Two leading scorers for the Lady Spartans, Mary Billington and Sydney Baughman, both have five. Sydney Flood has four. Elise Oliver and Michaela Payne have three. And Sydney Martin has two. Eric, your first half thoughts.
Moberly mixed in man and zone, and the zone certainly drew them some takeaways. And they attacked the zone, or the triangle and two, better phrasing for it, really well on the offensive end. They got the ball inside. They worked it on the perimeter. And their perimeter passes were mostly made with a purpose to set up a shot. So I thought things went really well on both ends of the floor for Moberly.
What about the offensive side? It looked like they had a good flow on the offensive side, but it wasn't almost reckless and out of control. It was, I don't want to say controlled chaos. It wasn't anything like that, but it was a good solid flow of the offense.
Yeah, no, for sure. And a lot of bodies that were involved in it too, on the offensive end. Boffman had a couple of buckets. He scored the first bucket. Billington set up Oliver for a nice bucket. It was really Flood, actually, who probably struggled the most in that first half, but other people were able to step up enough. Payne was active throughout. So a really encouraging half. And for Kirksville, it wasn't just on the offensive end that shot didn't fall. They were never comfortable, and they never got good shots. So that means defensive credit certainly warranted, too. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll come back, see, maybe talk about what both teams need to do as we head to this second half, what Mobley needs to do to keep this lead, and what Kirksville needs to do to just make it competitive right now, although only down 12. It's 22-10.
And you know what, Austin? Also, I thought that last phrase of that quarter was interesting, because this is the time of the year where you really need to start to execute. And I think for whatever reason, in mid-Northeast Missouri, the end of quarter execution is not very good, no matter what team. I think that's just a trend you will see throughout, and it's really important to start to get that stuff right when districts is coming across, because Kirksville inbounded that ball on the baseline and as if there were 2 seconds left. They weren't close to getting up a shot, and that's off a dead ball. So again, you've got to have those things communicated from the sideline, and you've got to know what your strategy is when the clock is in certain ranges of seconds, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40. So Moberly chucking up that early three that was well off with 38 seconds left when the possession started. Kirksville not getting up a shot there, kind of going helter-skelter. Those are good film opportunities as we get toward districts.
And those are mistakes that are maybe okay to make mid-season, but coming down to the wire of the regular season, especially with district right around the corner,
mistake. For whatever reason, whether it's girls, whether it's boys, whether it's class one, whether it's two, three, four, five, I imagine, too, it just seems like there are too many errors in that context. So that will have to be cleaned up as districts near.
We'll be back in 2 minutes here on Superstation Press and online at centralmoinfo.com. Mobley leads 22-10 at the half.
When you are buying or selling real estate, you can count on American Title and Abstract Company of Kirksville and Macon to protect your interest in your real estate transaction. From ownership research to lien verification, they are there to help you have the most current and accurate information possible. American Title and Abstract Company is the name you know and trust. Stop in at 111 East Harrison in Kirksville or 111 North Rollins Street in Macon, or you can call them at 660-665-4711.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Siding Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or SidenStrippers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Mobley Kirksville broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB
Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank, and the Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District, all of Moberly, as well as the Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, American Title and Abstract of Kirksville, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and Lyme, and Titan Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Still plenty to come on regional radio this week. Starting tomorrow, we will start our state wrestling reports. Scott Lunte and Ben Wittenstein will be down for day one tomorrow. We also have a La Plata and Higbee doubleheader on Kirk. Cam Thomas on the call. And also tomorrow, a Truman doubleheader between Truman and William Jewell on Crest. We will take a 60-second break, come back with the second half on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Second half underway here at Kirksville High School. The Lady Spartans lead this one 22-10. And right off the bat, we have a whistle against Moberly. And it's foul on Alicia Oliver. It stays with Kirksville. 12 seconds into this second half. As Waddle inbounds for the Lady Tigers. Back to Waddle inside to Johnson. Johnson tries a spin move, puts a shot up, just missed it. And now a whistle, and it'll go back to Moberly. That foul on Elise Johnson, as the normal starter starting the second half for the Lady Spartans. That being Payne, Oliver, Billington, Boffman, and Flood. Oliver has it, top of the key, give to Boffman just inside the three-point line, inside pass to Payne, back out to Boffman, dribbling inside pass, good pass to Oliver, but she just missed it. Good look, but just missed it for Alicia Oliver.
That was such good offense. Just got to finish. Everybody made the right pass there. Kirksville still in the triangle and two to open the second half.
More top of the key guarded by Billington. Dribbles to her left. Still guarded well by Billington and gives left corner to Meyer. Up to Waddle. Waddle dribbling inside. Cut off by Boffman and pass intercepted by Oliver. Back up the court is Billington. She'll control the flow of the offense for the Lady Spartans to start the second half. Flood, top of the key, three, makes it.
There it is. Tough for her to find a look in that first half. Comes off the ball screen there and stop and pop from 23 or so.
First three of the night for Sydney Flood. She's got 7 points, now leads all scores. And the Lady Spartans lead 25-10, 6:30 to go in this third quarter. Moore will try to respond for a three. Does not, and rebound by Flood. 6:20 to go in this third quarter as Flood stops, gives to Payne, and Payne will back out and reset.
Good job finding the trailer there in Payne, and I actually like in this spot that she dribbled it out, worked some clock, set up your offense.
Give to Oliver, right wing, over to free throw line, inside pass to Payne, back to Oliver. It's deflected, goes out of bounds, but goes off a Kirksville defender, so it stays with Moberly.
Payne came off a down screen there, then went up to post on the block. Oliver tried to get her on the high-low. That was a nice design.
Inside, inbound to Payne, and a foul is called. Good pass on the inbound by Billington as Payne hit the deck. She looks to be shaken up a little bit.
She already hurt her ankle once this year.
As her teammates help her up, certainly favoring the ankle, the right ankle that being. Now she's putting some pressure on it, so that's good to see, but she will be helped to the bench by her teammates.
You know, little to no weight on that, and she smacked the chair and looked to be in considerable pain there as she gets attended to. Like I said, she already bummed her one of her ankles in practice before the Warrington tournament, so that's not good. And she's off the floor now for the free throws too. They put Koenig there,
so Koenig will take the free throws for Payne. First free throw is good. That's Lauren Koenig's first points on the night. And second free throw is too short. Offensive rebound nearly brought in, but it's taken by Johnson. Quickly up the court is Wolmering. Stops, backs up. Left wing, tries to dribble inside, tries a spin move. Instead, gives it back top of the key to Moore. Moore dribbles right. Guarded by Billington. Back left, tries to cut inside. Double teamed well and a foul called.
Remember, Class 4 districts don't start until the week after next, so Payne would have a bit more time to recover.
Going to the line for the Lady Tigers is Moore. She makes the first free throw. 3 points for her. 26-11 Lady Spartans lead, 5:38 to go third quarter. Second free throw. Goes around the rim and misses. Rebound by Oliver. 26-11, Moberly leads. 5:33 to go third quarter. Flood dribbles left. Has it left wing. Passes top of the key to Billington. Over right wing to Koenig. Koenig for three. Too strong and a rebound by Johnson. Moore brings it back up the court. Pass up the court to Waddle. Inside pass to Johnson. Broken up by Oliver and stolen by Billington. Billington will slow things down just a bit. And give to Boffman. Right corner and back to Billington. Over to Koenig, near side wing. Guarded by Moore. As Koenig tries to set up the offense. Gives it to Boffman, right wing. Over to Oliver, just inside the left wing, 3-point strike. Billington, top of the key. Inside pass tried by Boffman, intercepted by Johnson and stolen away. Give it to Moore as she'll bring it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. With 4:40 to go in the third quarter, as Moore takes a jump shot, makes it.
Wow, she saw Boffman sit back, and she just stepped up and eyed that one down. That was an aggressive shot.
As Flood brings it across half court for the Lady Spartans. Screen set by Oliver. She works around it. Gives to Boffman. Boffman loses control of it but maintains it. She dribbles inside, puts a layup up. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Oliver, and it hit off the bottom of the rim. Goes out of bounds, but it went off the leg of a Kirksville defender, so it stays with Moberly.
Great move by Boffman there, just knived through two, really three defenders, just struggles to finish at the rim sometimes. So really good part one, just got to knock down part two.
Billington to inbound from Overly. Tried to find an option at Boffman, instead finds Koenig. Koenig gives it to Flood near side wing. Inside to Boffman. Boffman jump shot. Missed. Offensive rebound almost brought in by Oliver, but instead taken by Meyer. And this one lost off the leg of Fulmering. It went right into Boffman and then right on cue. Boffman, it goes off her leg. And it'll be a kicked ball on Sydney Boffman, so it'll go back to Kirksville. Moberly leads 26-13, 3:56 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, so what happened there is you can't have offensive kickball. Kirksville kicked it right to Moberly offensively, just gave it away. And Boffman kind of lost it off her foot, but then she kicked it after she had lost possession and it became a tie-up, so to speak. So that's why they were granted. That's why it became a kickball once possession was lost.
Meyer has it far side corner. Gives inside back to Moore. Stuffel being back in the game for the Lady Tigers. Still working around the perimeter and now an inside path to Corbett for Kirksville. Give to Moore. Moore cuts. Nice move on Sydney Boffman. And Moore puts the shot up and in. And now a timeout taken by Moberly. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds. Moberly leads 26-15. 3:28 to go. Third quarter. Back at 30 on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Chevy Buick GMC 2018 model closeout event going on now at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Save thousands on 2018 model trucks, cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Hurry in and take yours home today or visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Back at Kirksville High School, the Moberly Lady Spartans lead 26-15 with 3:28 to go in this third quarter. As Kirksville has picked up the offense in this third quarter, that's encouraging to see for the Lady Tigers. And Oliver has it for Moberly at the top of the key. Martin on the back cut, and Martin gets it. And a foul is called. It was a good backdoor cut by Martin. And she couldn't put the shot up and in, but she was fouled in the process. And she'll get two free throws for her effort and makes the first one.
Yeah, and that, once I saw her hop off that cross screen, I called it out just because you knew that's where they wanted to get the rock, and they did a good job of getting it there.
Good offensive playmaking by the Lady Spartans on that one, too. Kirksville was completely fooled on it as Martin went to the hoop almost completely undetected. She missed the second. More up the court for Kirksville. Guarded by well by Billington. Give to Stuffelbein, top of the key. To her left. Over to Meyer. Inside pass to Johnson. She spins, puts a jump shot up. Missed, rebound by Boffman. Boffman brings it up the court herself and stops and gives to Billington. Over to Martin, near side corner. Inside to Lisa Oliver, passing heavy traffic, but gets it to her, and now it's back out right wing to Billington. Inside pass to Flood. Flood puts a shot up and in. Flood does a really good job of getting the ball up from odd places. That ball was like down to her left ankle, and she kind of just scoops in with a weak hand layup there. It's one of her better underrated, kind of undescribable skills. She just manages to get a shot up sometimes when it's unconventional. Jump shot taken and missed by Kirksville, rebounded by Billington. Billington brings it back up the court.
She got fouled, didn't get called.
And a give to Martin. Boffman has it at the free throw stripe, backs back out, and give to Billington. Screen set, but went around with Stuffelbein, and now bounce pass to Martin, and back out to Boffman. Inside pass again to Oliver, but back out top of the key and thrown out of bounds by Stuffelbein, so it'll stay with Moberly.
Sometime, yep, there it is. I was just going to say, and Tony Vestal just said it to his girls, and I was going to say, sometimes you can make one pass too many, and he just made the motion, flicking the wrist, saying shoot the ball. Martin made an extra pass, and then whoever was in the middle of the paint made an extra pass. I believe it was Oliver trying to get to Billington. They actually made two extra passes on that possession.
Bounce pass inbound to Flood, and she gives it to Martin. Martin drives inside. That was blocked by Elise Johnson out of bounds, so it stays with Moberly.
Part of that is Martin needing to be more decisive when she catches it. Be ready to square and shoot.
Flood inbounds to Boffman. To Koenig, over to Martin, inside. Free throw stripe jumper by Sydney Flood. Rolls around and misses, rebound Johnson.
Great look. Didn't go, but I like that in the flow of the offense. Good elbow jump shot.
Minute 20 to go, third quarter, 29-15, Moberly leads. Moore passes inside to Corbett, defended well by Boffman, and she backs out. It gives top of the key to Waddle. Waddle dribbling to her right. To right corner, three taken by Moore, missed it. And an over-the-back foul called. That'll be charged on Corbett. And with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter, Moberly leads 29-15.
Moberly is cutting up Kirksville offensively. This is a really beautifully coached game by Tony Vestal. I think the job almost gets underappreciated with how much this team lost from last year and a top shooter and their point guard as they turn it over here. But again, their sets are high level. They've overcome struggles they had at times early in the season.
And the scrum on the ground picked up by Johnson. Looks good. As Elise Johnson has 6 points for the Lady Tigers tonight. They trail 29-17. 35 seconds to go third quarter. Flood will take a three. Misses everything and it goes out of bounds.
That's all fatigue right there. That you're coming off that ball screen, chucking that from 25 feet. And she missed the rim by 2 feet. That's a fatigue rush shot. You could have held for one there. So that goes back to what we talked about at halftime, learning those situations.
So now Kirksville has a shot to throw up the last shot as there are 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
And they're down 12, so it's a little different for them. They just need to get the best shot available whenever it comes.
And a foul called on, that'll be a travel. And it'll go back Mobley's way. So Mobley gets the second line, perhaps.
And the problem is it was a travel and it wasn't an open shot. It kind of just, she was trying to get that. She got bumped a little bit, didn't get a call, tried to throw it up.
Flood brings up with 7 seconds left. Dribbles inside to Martin. Back to Billington. Billington for three. Yes! Deep three for Mary Billington as time expires. 32-17. Moberly leads. We head to the fourth quarter next on Superstation Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Whose pride? Blue's pride. Whatever the sport, whatever the event, you've got to have pride in the Moberly Public School System. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff show that Spartan pride for the students of the Moberly School District. Pride for those excelling in academics and pride for athletes. Show your school spirit for the 2018-19 school athletics. Go Spartans! From the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Moberly School District.
Ten seconds into this fourth quarter is Koenig launch at three. Missed it. Offensive rebound by Alicia Oliver, but she pushed off, and that'll go back to Kirksville. Good call by the official there.
She trucked her. That's what she did. Hey, nothing wrong with throwing those bows to clear a little space. Just hit her a little too hard.
It's gone pretty much all Mobley's way thus far tonight. As we're 20 seconds into this fourth quarter. Mobley leads 32-17 as Kirksville misses a shot and a rebound brought in by Oliver. Up the court pass to Martin, and she had a good look but missed it. But a rebound by Sydney Flood, and she puts it back up. Nice chase down offensive rebound for Sid Flood. And a travel called on Kirksville back to Moberly.
Flood brought that up from her right hip, which is, again, kind of what I was talking about, bringing the ball up from unconventional places and managing to get it in. How about that shot from Billington, too? That was from 25, probably. It was even further back than the one that flooded airball.
The Lady Spartans have it. Give to Koenig. Koenig will try a three from the right wing. Too short. Rebound there by Wolmering for Kirksville. As they bring it back up the court. Kirksville just trying to get something going on the offensive side in this fourth quarter.
Props to Lauren Koenig. She's come out of nowhere to become a real weapon for this team. Scored 13 the other night. Tony Vestal credited her on air on the post game after the win at Mexico. As Meyer gets one to rattle home.
That one actually forced, I believe it was Koenig to hit the deck. She got a little cutback move in there. As Martin drives inside and give to Koenig. Over to Flood. Flood dribbles inside. Double team, but the shot still made. 13 points for Sydney Flood tonight.
And pardon me, that was Stupple being who scored that on the other end for Kirksville.
And this one intercepted by Billington, so it'll go back to Moberly. A lot of things going right for the Lady Spartans tonight. And a feed to Martin. Martin puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound by Moore. Moore quickly brings it back up the court. She's guarded 2-on-1. Give out to Waddle. Waddle takes the shot. Just missed it. Rebound Flood. 5:50 to go in this game. 36-19. Lady Spartans lead.
with the game getting out of hand, I can't help but comment here. This Moberly team has a beautiful path back to a district title. They lost in just gut-wrenching fashion, couldn't throw it in the ocean last year against Marshall in the district final as Boffman Rattles went home for the Lady Spartans to up 38-19, 2.5 into the fourth. But they can get themselves back into that final. All they've got to do is beat a conference team that they've already beaten, whether it's Kirksville or whether it's Hannibal. Then you kind of get the unknown in St. Francis Borgia there, potentially in the title, depending on how things shake out on the other side. But, you know, they're not on the same side of the bracket as Warrington, who they lost to, and who's the fourth seed. So things are looking up with the way they've been playing right now. I think it's been a very exciting uptick in the back half of the season.
As Hannah Meyer made a shot for Kirksville to get her first points of the night, and Koenig tried a little bit of a floater almost, but it's still brought in by Moberly. Boffman gets it. 4:45 to go in this game, 38-21. Moberly leads. Flood tries the inside dribble, but it's stripped away by Stupplebean. She brings it back up the court and backs back out to reset before giving to Wolmering. Over to Moore. Moore takes a jump shot. Too short. Rebound Koenig. Koenig up the court quickly. She passes out with a right to Boffman. And an outlet pass tried by Boffman, but it goes out of bounds. So it goes back to Kirksville.
Bauman's had a lot of great possessions and then some ones where she's rushed. That's when you just stop, jump stop, square yourself up, and just make the open pass. She kind of just tried to pass that on the run and rush that, but she just settles there. That's an easily avoidable turnover. And she's been active. She's had one of her better games for sure. She can just kind of tweak those little bits there and make it even better.
So the Lady Tigers working around the perimeter, trying to find something as Maya will take a jump shot, missed it, rebound by Flood. As 4 minutes remain in this game, 38-21, Moberly leads. Flood gives to Boffman near side wing. Over to Billington. Billington for three, yes.
I'm glad she hit that. The reason I'm chuckling is because she was kind of like hailing down a cab, just waving her hand back and forth. I'm wide open. Good job, Boffman, to go cross court to find her.
Billington now in double figures tonight. She's got 11. And the Lady Spartans are up 20, 41-21. So they've almost doubled up the Lady Tigers. Good double team under the basket. Now back to single coverage for Billington. But Kirksville finds an option and now gives it to Johnson. Lise Johnson tries a jump shot. Too short. Rebound Boffman as Johnson hits the deck. Flood brings it back up the court for the Lady Spartans. Over to Boffman. Boffman layup. She's fouled. Missed the shot, but she's fouled.
Moberly's playing a pretty complete game. I think a lot of coaches would tell you that, they'd actually probably tell you this openly, they're a little sometimes, not necessarily concerned, but curious, as Boffman makes the first, how their teams will come out in games like this, because again, it's late in the year. Moberly's got a lot to play for on the conference front, but again, it's just you've had so many days in and out of school this year that sometimes, particularly at the high school level, you can get sloppy play when you're out of your routine. And right now, Moberly's come and they've put together a good full effort as Boffman gets two.
This is something we may see in the boys' game, too. How much of a factor is it that this is Kirksville's first game in 12 days? As we'll see if that will have an effect in the boys' game tonight, as there's 3 minutes remaining in this one. As Moberly is more than doubled Kirksville's score. They lead 43-21. Jump shot taken, too short by Kirksville, rebounded by Flood. And a give inside to Boffman. Boffman's spin shot good.
As Boffman is in double figures tonight. Yeah, like I said, playing one of her best games. That time she just sprinted to the block, caught it, turned over the left shoulder, and got it to go.
Three Lady Spartans in double figures tonight.
That was a perfect possession.
And they lead 45-21 with 2:20 to go in this game. Lise Johnson tries a post move, just misses it. Rebound by Oliver, goes out of bounds, but it stays with Moberly.
I want to try and get Flood and Billington out of this game in the next couple sequences.
As Boffman brings it up the court for the Lady Spartans.
stops near side wing. Give it to Billington. Billington dribbles to her left. Over to Baughman, near side corner. She tries to dribble inside. Instead, gives it to Oliver. Oliver spins around, puts a shot up. She's fouled. First free throw by Oliver. Good. And following that Macon tournament game with Kirksville for this Lady Spartans team, this game has been just about everything you want if you're the Lady Spartans. As Anna Kate Link will check in the game for the Lady Spartans. Second free throw missed. Rebound Johnson. She hits the deck and passes it right to Billington. Billington will be fouled as she puts a shot up, so she'll go to the line for two. 46-21. Mobley leads 1:49 to go in this game. Billington to the line for two.
Mobley had Tip Blood first game back when they lost to Kirksville that first time, but these two teams clearly are on different levels right now. Kirksville just trying to build up its program right now. They've had so much youth, seems like, the last couple of years. And now they do get Flood out of there.
As Lauren Koenig replaces her, also Macy Hardwick is at the scores table. She will soon be checking into the game for the Lady Spartans. As second free throw also good, as Billington matches Sydney Flood for a game-high 13 with a minute 49 to go. 48-21, Lady Spartans lead. As Billington now takes the seat for Hardwick. 1:40 to go. Lady Tigers, three taken, way too strong, and it goes out of bounds back to Moberly. Oliver Koenig, Audrey Gaines also in the game. Macy Hardwick and Link all in the game for the Lady Spartans for this last 90 seconds of this one. Hardwick dribbling to her right. Give over to Koenig. Koenig cutting inside. Over to Gaines. Gaines takes a jump shot. Misses it. Rebound by Stufflebean. Stufflebean up the court. Up the court to Moore. Good feed. Good layup. Good conversion for Anna Moore. She's got 9 for the Lady Tigers tonight. As Hardwick brings it back across half court. As there's now less than a minute remaining in this one. That one's stolen away by Gaines by Stufflebean. She quickly brings it back up the court once more. Shot put up. Foul drawn. And the foul was called before the shot. So Stufflebean will go to the line for two.
Ball actually went in, but they're saying it hit the top of the backboard and the piping before it went through.
Stufflebean's first free throw misses.
By the way, shout out to Anna Kate Link. We got an email at the Crest board today, which I promptly forwarded to our ag guru, Kyle Hill. I know she and some Paris girls got a couple $100 worth of ag scholarship. So I know she's pretty diligent on the ag front, and it looks like her hard work's been recognized.
Sam Calvert now in the game also for the Lady Spartans. As it's 48-24, Lady Spartans lead. With 40 seconds to go. Inside pass picked up by Calvert. Get back out to Hardwick. Hardwick jump shot misses. Offensive rebound by Link and makes it.
And she got a bucket along with those couple $100.
50-24. Mobley leads. And they'll get the ball back as well. With 24.4 seconds left in this one. Calvert brings it up the court. Guarded by Stufflebean, and she traveled, so Kirksville will get it again with 15.3 seconds left.
Seriously, that's always a special moment, too, for a senior. You get to come in late in the game against a rival, her last time she'll play here, and get to score late in the action. Good job, Vestal, getting those girls in.
Jump shot made late by Devin Corbett, her first point tonight. And time will expire. The Lady Spartans win this one, 50-26. We'll take a break, come back, recap the final numbers, give our player of the game. And we'll do that in 2 minutes on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
The vehicle event Missouri waits all year for is here. It's Trade-A-Thon, only at the all-new Moberly Motors. No matter what vehicle you're driving, now is the time to trade, and Moberly Motors is the place to trade it. Because for a limited time, Moberly Motors will give you 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. That's right, 110% for your trade. Not to mention, it's also truck month, and nobody does trucks like Moberly Motors. Row after row of brand new Ram 1500s, 2500s, 3500s, Ford F-150s, Super Duties, 4x4s, diesels, duallys, and more. All with special truck month discounts, plus 110% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade. And check out Moberly Motors reviews online. You'll see that Moberly Motors is most definitely the real deal. Get huge truck month savings and 110% for your trade for a limited time only at the all-new Moberly Motors, North Morley Street in Moberly, and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Back out at Kirksville High School. The Lady Spartans win at 50-26. As first, the numbers for the Lady Tigers. Anna Moore led the way for them with 9. Elise Johnson had 6. Kinsley Stuffelbeam with 5. Kate Wolmering, Hannah Meyer, and Devin Corbett all with 2. For the Lady Spartans, Sydney Flood and Mary Billington both leading the way with 13. Sydney Boffman also scored in double figures with 11. Sydney Martin and Michaela Payne had 3. Lisa Oliver with 4. Anna Kate Link with 2. And Lauren Koenig with 1. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Mobley for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Eric, I think we'll give this one to Sydney Bachman. She scored 11 points, double figures, not often in the scoring column is Sydney Flood and Mary Billington with 13. They're often up there. Sydney Boffman, I don't want to say an uncharacteristic night, but a good night in double figures with the big ones, and we'll give her the player of the game. So we will take a break. We'll come back